Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Lori Vallow-Daybell is about to find out her fate. She's going to find out exactly what she will be sentenced to after being found guilty of her crimes against her own children. Joining us to discuss the upcoming sentencing hearing and exactly how that may go down and what we may see taken into consideration, Siobhan Scott, author and psychotherapist. Do you think Lori's religious beliefs, if they influenced her actions, should be taken into consideration when it comes to the sentencing of these crimes?
I think the religious beliefs, certainly in her case, I'm not saying everyone's religious beliefs, but I certainly think hers have developed from her psychotic thinking because they were so bizarre and influenced her behavior in such awful, strange ways that were out of character for her. I think perhaps the psychosis may influence the sentencing, but probably not the religious beliefs themselves, probably the mental health problem. I don't know that that means they're not going to give her life.
You know,
they certainly may give her life anyway.
And that's kind of the thing, sentencing. I don't think anyone's going to be surprised with a life sentence that she's never, ever going to get out of. It's probably a big nothing burger when it comes to the actual sentencing, because it's likely just going to be that. But the impact that this case has made, people paying so much close attention to it over the last handful of years, does this case shed light on how we perceive mental health in our society with those who've paid attention?
Yeah, I hope if there's anything positive that can come out of Lori Daybell's story is that people gain greater awareness of the different ways that severe mental illness and psychosis can present, and that people can walk around really ill, but seeming to function pretty well on the surface. And you have to go underneath that superficial layer to the bizarre beliefs and then come in with a new point of view on how we view people. I hope that we've gained some insight into that.
Very much. And on that same point, do you think we're going to make any sort of progress the way that we handle public views on the intersection of religious freedom and the law? Because obviously, a lot of this case revolves around religious freedom and what they believed was their religion and acting on it.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult. You know, we see these cases where people have allowed a child to die, you know, a diabetic child, and they said they prayed, they believed the child was healed, so they withheld the insulin. We see those cases all the time. And it's really a difficult zone with when do people's religious beliefs, when is it a fairly normal and healthy expression of faith within the culture that they live in? Or when does it turn into something that's really indicative of mental illness that's going to get someone killed? This is a very difficult area, and I don't know that we see a good resolution for it.
On that same area, when we're talking about protecting children from dangerous thinking, delusional, psychotic thinking, of parents, where they're very much at the whim of whatever they decide that they want to be doing. This case, I think, has also highlighted some gaps in child protective services, considering how long these children were technically missing without ever having to be produced. It's not at a point here where I feel like it makes any sense to point and say, well, you guys failed here, or you guys did great there. There was some very good detective work in this, but there was also a lot of areas where maybe hands were tied. I don't know. But is this something where it can be looked at and learned from as far as getting to the point of making sure that kid is okay and not bureaucratically waiting because this person said this and that's our policy?
Yeah, it's a really tough one. And child protective services, they work in that gray zone, mm-hmm. you know, and we do have a lot of data that in most cases, children do better when they are left with their biological parents. And so particularly when people present well, and they can give a good superficial story or an explanation about, oh, well, she's off at college, or he's visiting grandma in another state, you know, it's really tough for them to take action. So I have a lot of compassion for CPS workers. I've had many of them as clients over the years. It's a tough job. They are typically underfunded and, you know, burdened with far too many cases that they're trying to investigate. I think it's always good to fund that agency much better than we do and to staff it better. And I'm sure they are looking at this point at any contacts they had with these folks and what they should have or could have done differently.
Without a doubt. I'm not in any way trying to insult anybody in CPS. It's admirable if they're able to do that job. I have many friends who've gone into that and got out of that because it's so taxing. And your hands are tied in so many cases you have the best of intentions. You want to be able to do more good than you can. But unfortunately, that's just not how it seems to work many times because of the bureaucracy of things like that.
Yeah, it's a really, really, you know, I following the news, I see so many child abuse cases and children killed. And, you know, we look at these parents and it's like, you should not have been raising puppies. You know, mm-hmm. you're not all there, but it's really hard legally to get anything done. And even when CPS has become involved in families, their, you know, lives, there are bad outcomes often, not always, but often.
Is there anything that can be done to fix it? And I guess I say that somewhat rhetorically, because I believe there's always something that can be done. There's usually just roadblocks in the way, but to improve that, obviously funding more people. But you had said earlier, and this is a point I'm interested in, is studies have shown, and I'm curious as to how those studies were done and how long ago and what it all looked like, that kids are better off with their biological parents. That's a very broad observation. Yes. And it's an observation that I cringe at when I hear it, like in a court case or something, when you clearly see this is a horrible parent, but they're biological. So that's automatically better because some study somewhere at some point in time said that. And now everybody, every judge is like, hey, a study said it. I mean, that to me, it seems insanely ignorant because it's just there. It doesn't account for all of the factors in a case. It accounts for no factors in the case other than who had sex with someone to create this person. So, I mean, can you speak on that a little bit? And is that a flawed way of looking at this? And does that need to be re-examined and not just kind of made as a blanket statement overall?
Yeah, it definitely should be re-examined. As I understand it, there was one study done back in the 60s, and it seemed to indicate that kids who were placed in foster care did not do as well as kids that stayed with their families. But this is decades old research, and it was probably not done with all the variables that we would be looking at today. The world has changed. And I'm right there with you that, you know, we're making these blanket statements. And so the laws are biased to keep kids with biological families. And there are certain rules that the judges are supposed to follow to make that happen. And it's outdated. It's not good research. And it's, yeah, we need to revamp the whole system. But we also need more foster care, you know? And I think there's also a bias to keep kids with relatives, if not biological mom and dad, to put them with grandparents or somebody. And they may not be the best choice either, right? Because they raise the mom and dad who are not fit.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we have a mess. And there are so many kids that just need good, solid, caring homes. It's tragic that more people aren't able to provide that.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.